I first got a Mac in about 1992 to do colouring and various production kind of work on, and it's very, very useful. I've been using it more extensively since probably about, oh, for probably the last 10 years, actually trying to produce artwork on it. First of all, scanning in drawings that I'd done traditionally and then adding colour and adding effects to them. And latterly, using them to lay out comics. There's a piece of software called Manga Studio, which is tailor-made for drawing comics on, which I find very useful. You can rule your pages up in that very simply, draw perspective grids. You can import three-dimensional models and photo reference. And then I print that out, and then I draw the rest of it in a traditional way, usually. Sometimes I do it all on screen, depending what the purpose is. But I generally find that a combination of traditional and digital is what works the best. After all, when all's said and done, a computer is only a tool, albeit a much more elaborate tool than a pen or a pencil. But really, you use a tool as necessary to produce the effect you want. And I think we all get excited with new technology, new tools when they come out and think this is the only way to ever do things. And then after a period of experimentation, you realize that everything has its strengths and weaknesses. And you find a method of working that suits you best.